I'd also like to lightly touch upon how important it is to continue engaging the community at large, even though the burden of cases doesn't lie there, and the role that actually health experts can play in collaborating with the media to combat misinformation that's rampant during the pandemic.
Okay, so, you know, my background is in HIV/AIDS, so although I'm in general infectious diseases as well, and if there's one thing that we can learn from the HIV pandemic, it's also a pandemic, is the importance of community engagement and community involvement.
That's right.
You know, the punitive approach will only work so far, arresting people and giving them fines and so forth. It's having the community really understand their own role and be empowered to protect themselves that's going to see us through for the next 1 or 2 years. And so how do you achieve that? Well, of course, through giving them accurate, timely information. Maintaining that trust with the public is very important, so that they take their own initiatives and they take their responsibility.
Absolutely.
To look after themselves and to look after others.
Absolutely. So it's really important that communities are equal stakeholders and authors for the epidemic response. From
Correct.
There, Prof. Adiba, moving on, in your opinion, how have we also coped with adjusting our daily lives to the impact of COVID-19? And as you just mentioned, 1 to 2 years, regardless of what we've heard about upcoming vaccines, do you feel Malaysians are culturally ready to coexist with the virus until the vaccine is found and, of course, mass-produced?
So Malaysians have proved themselves that they're very, very good people. Back in February and March, you know, the level of adherence was extremely high. You know, we can be proud of ourselves, you know, that people stayed at home and for the most part were wearing masks and, you know, socially distancing themselves and so forth. And I think this will continue. You know, we're Asians, we menurut perintah, you know, but
that's right.
But we've got to keep it simple, and we've got to also, continue to gain the trust of the public, so that they understand why they have to do these things, and keep reminding them why they have, why they have to comply. When I say keep it simple, the SOPs that come out need to be clear and need to be, you know, given well in advance, and most importantly, it needs to make sense and be evidence-based. The rakyat are very, very smart, right? They will go and all this information on the internet. If it doesn't make sense, that's when people would just go, whatever, you know. And we also need to be on top of what comes out in terms of the scientific evidence. For instance, it's very important that we, humans are humans and they need to socialize. They
Absolutely.
Need to be out there. And so tell the people it's okay to socialize, but do it in the open air or outside where it's safer. You know, where it's not safe is to socialize in small restaurants with poor ventilation.
That's right, absolutely. So now, speaking also about the vaccines that are on the plate at the moment, Prof. Adiba, I'm sure, of course, working in the field that you do, that those would have been very exciting developments. Pfizer, BioNTech's 90% efficacy potential vaccine, together with Moderna's 94.5% efficacy. But will this mean the end of the pandemic? How would it actually work when it comes to mass rollout, as well as to herd immunity being built up from these infant vaccines?
Yeah, of course, it's very, very exciting. And when you think of it, the virus was only discovered in January, and here we are in November with two and possibly a few more.
That's right.
Efficacious vaccines. So I'm sure you've heard a few of the commentators on CNN have said, you know, vaccines don't work, it's vaccination that works. So the challenge is now. Yeah, the challenge is now getting those vaccines into people. So, in fact, the Moderna vaccine is probably logistically probably going to be a little easier because it's not going to require the -70 cold chain. Yes, it's exciting, and yes, I think we are seeing the end of the road for the pandemic, but it's not going to happen overnight. Like you alluded to, we have the problem of manufacturing it, then getting it out to millions of people. You know, and I hope that the government is in negotiation with the consortiums like COVAX and
That's
other
right.
consortiums, which you know are hoping to ensure equitable distribution of vaccine around the world.
That's right.